What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation 105.3, the Fan of Football Friday. Thanks for making us part of your day and welcome into the show. We got a full five for you tonight. The Rangers are going to visit the Angels. You're going to have an abbreviated Fan After Dark coming up at 7 o'clock, but we're excited about talking sports here with you over the next 5 hours because so much is going on. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., it is a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday. We'll be taking your phone calls coming up at 5. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. You got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635, fixing to go 5 flawless like it's nothing. Wolchuk and Chia follower here. Aiden Butler's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. You can, of course, download that Odyssey app. It's a Tolo's best friend, the ultimate backup. In your back pocket, that Odyssey app, instant rewind functionality. Go back, get any segment you might have missed. How we doing, boys? You happy for a Friday or what? We made it again.
Fired up, dude. Especially with the holiday weekend.
Yes, sir.
Nice. What do you guys got planned? Anything big?
I think I'm doing beef ribs.
Ooh. Wow, you're doing beef ribs.
I think I'm doing beef ribs.
Look at you. You wild
the dino bones?
Yeah. Shout out to Sean Sharif. Months ago, he sent me a Wild Fork care package, and I've been too scared to rip into the beef ribs because this is you don't want to screw this up.
No, you don't.
So
you're confident enough now in your game.
It's more so it's holiday weekend. You know, holiday weekend, a little bit more time. Like, if not now, then never.
Right.
So we're going to go for it, and we'll come back on Tuesday, hopefully, with a glowing report.
I think it's the best bite in barbecue for me. You know, when you get those beef ribs right, it's like the perfect brisket bite, but consistent every single one of them.
Yes.
You know, and that meat is so tender. Mm. A lot of restaurants that sell the beef rib are actually losing money on it.
Yeah.
Because it is just so dang good and in such high demand, but they want to offer it because it brings the people in.
It does. Gets the people going.
Beef rib.
Everything just off the bone, I think.
Oh, yes.
Tastes,
no, you're right.
It levels it up.
You're right about that. It's a scientific fact.
It's a different flavor. Yeah, 100%. You want the bone in everything. We're doing a little road trip.
Okay.
We're heading out to Georgetown.
With the kids?
Yeah.
How far is that?
It's just before Austin. It's like 2.5 hours.
Okay.
What are you doing out there?
Maya's got her uncle lives out there.
A little recreating?
Yeah. So we're just going to go visit some of her family, but we're still going to have to stay in the hotel with the kiddos. And I just always makes me a little nervous.
Why is that?
We're in one room together.
Walchuk and his CPAP machine trying to breastfeed a baby at the same time.
I did try to kind of say, hey, honey, why don't you take the girls? You have a great weekend. I'll just get some work done at the house. That didn't
work
go very
done.
Far.
Work in the recliner.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. Hopefully it's a good family vibes and a good weekend.
Yeah, I really hadn't made any plants. You know, I'm really trying to get my yard locked down. You know, I'm trying to get it like rebuilt. I let it get away from me last summer. The sprinkler system went down, and I said, screw it. Next thing I know, I got weeds everywhere. So I've done like three treatments from the pre-emergent to the weed killer. Then I just hit it with fertilizer, right? So I'm probably going to mow it. Maybe a couple of times I might mow it tonight and then again on Monday because I'm trying to get that, was that St. Augustine, I believe, to really spread.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Mine's due for a good mow job as well. I'm probably 3 weeks behind. It's just so, like, with the rain and the sun,
it's been tough.
Like, it is just every 5 days you're looking at it going, it needs another one.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's been 2 weeks.
Okay. It feels like it's been 2 weeks since the Rangers played, but they did play Wednesday afternoon. It was glorious, and now they're back at them again tonight. They were really super close the last couple of nights to taking a lead in the division, but the A's get back-to-back 10-inning wins.
Those freaking jerks.
Against the Angels. It was 3-2 last night, so the A's are now 26-24. The Rangers are 24-25 as this weekend gets underway.
They're running away with this thing.
It is. It's pretty crucial, I think, the Rangers do take care of business this weekend against one of the worst teams in baseball, but you can't be sure.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't be sure considering how the last couple of weeks have gone. Tonight they have DeGrom against Grayson Rodriguez, who has started one game this season. He gave up 7 runs in 3 2/3 innings.
That's the former Baltimore Orioles ace.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Not very ace-like.
They kind of punted on him. Well, he had the big injury. But when the Rangers went and played them in the playoffs a couple of years ago, Grayson Rodriguez was like this ascending young arm that was supposed to be a Cy Young contending type of pitcher. And then the injury set him back. Now he's in L.A. with the Angels and clearly struggling a little bit again.
Well, Sandler's going to join us coming up at 4:40. Nadell has the day off. He is in Cuba. So
you're traveling to a country that's like struggling with
an economic crisis right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, like, hey, gas is like $100 a gallon kind of.
Yeah, apparently you can't get gas. They're not picking up the trash.
Yeah.
Piling up.
Mm.
So we'll get an update from Nadell next week after.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer.
His most recent trip to Cuba. Yeah, it is a 2-TV night, though, clearly, with the Rangers in action trying to get back to .500 first time in multiple weeks. But then you have one of the best NBA playoff series we've had in a long time. It will resume at 7:30 in San Antonio, Spurs and Thunder. Can Wemby and the home crowd carry the Spurs? They are 1.5-point favorites. I'm waiting until pretty close to tip-off if I want to wager on this bad boy. If we have Harper, I'm good. If we have Fox, I'm not sure what to make of that. Okay. I think Fox is going to help you limit turnovers, but he is a defensive liability. Harper's the real deal. 6'5", probably has a 6'7", 6'8" wingspan. He matches up with the Thunder size. You can't bully Harper.
Can't bully him.
No. So I'll see, you know, as tip-off approaches, we'll give you updates on this to see if we can get a big handle on it. Maybe you're doing the prize picks. Maybe you're, you know, getting down with some against
more
the spread
less.
Action.
Hey, take the Avs if you need something tonight. The Avs are going to even the series against Vegas. No Mark Stone. I know Kale McCarr is still out for Colorado, but give me the Avs at home. They're not going to be going down 0-2 headed back to Vegas.
So yesterday, if you missed it in the show, on two different occasions, I was punching down on the Little Debbie snack cakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was driving home last night, and I thought, man, Little Debbie might be responsible for the dip in the average life expectancy of your average Southerner. You know, I was like, is there a connection, you think? I just think there's too much artificial going on with those. So I think Brian was offended, and he has a challenge coming up for you in Krusty's Corner at 3:40.
I've got various lines of snack cakes And we're going to see if Dawson can really, and all of us can really tell the difference between these snack cakes.
But Dawson's the one with the pressure, though, right? He was the one that was kind of more first about the idea that he could distinguish.
I think everybody has a hand in this one. I heard a lot of slander. I heard Wolchuk trying to defend Little Debbie's honor.
I'm a fan of Little Debbie. She's a sweet, sweet
I'm
lady.
I'm really interested love to Deb. See if in fact, Wolchuk picks something other than Little Debbie.
I am too, actually. Little Debbie, please come through for me on this one.
We did this with the ketchup a few years ago because you were adamant about your Heinz understanding.
Yeah.
And I think you nailed that.
I did.
Yeah, you hit that out of the park. So this is good. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Who gets to take home the Swiss cake rolls when it's all said
and
done?
That's what I'm saying. There is
you want to fight over it?
There's a little bit, like I said, I had to try and find, you don't know how difficult it is to stand there and try and kind of, you comparing how they look. You know,
yeah, because you're trying to get
they're trying to get the similar look, but the similar consistency. Okay, this one is the cream filling with the outside cake, the chocolate on top. You know, you're trying to make sure you got it where they're like, pretty close. It's like, oh, that's clearly a Miss. That's a Little Debbie there, or that's clearly a Hostess.
So difficult to look at that picture and compare.
But we're just blindfolding, right?
No, yeah, it's not blindfold. You're gonna actually. I'm gonna put them in front of you, and you taste.
Okay. I think eye test is gonna let me know.
No,
who's
that's
Deb
why Brian was
not.
Going next level to try and make sure.
Make sure they're very similar to how they look.
Gotcha.
If you want it, we could do the. I didn't plan on the
totally blind.
Totally blind
could,
on that.
We could get some blindfolds going though.
But if you want to,
just trying to get freaky.
No,
over there.
Just like yeah. Do we have any handcuffs as well? I know Walter brought his ball gags. He always does on Fridays.
He's got the leather mask. Come on, just unzip the mouth and then put the cake in there.
He's famous for getting on all fours. Remember that now.
You do like to howl.
No, I think the blindfold is good. Just to keep everything.
Okay.
You know,
so we
got to
come up with some blindfolds or something.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure Aiden Butler's got a case of them.
All righty. Elsewhere in the world of sports. Yeah, he's signing off right now. He said, he's giving me the big thumbs up. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian on the growth of quarterback Arch Manning. Fundamentally so much cleaner now. Mm. He has really worked hard, and that is going to really help him from an accuracy standpoint. He learned about himself, had some real adversity. Got to have that grit at quarterback position. I wouldn't trade him for the world, says Steve Sarkisian.
Of course he wouldn't, and I wouldn't either.
Until he completely falls apart in the Ohio State game.
Not going
to
happen.
Me too, and now I have to go to another
it's
quarterback.
It's the year of Arch, baby.
It is. I think this is
going
to be
the year. Until I realize we're going to miss the playoff.
Well, they still might miss the playoff, but it won't be Arch's fault.
I mean, heck of a prospect either way. I guess you can talk about the growth, but will you really know until the bullets start flying?
No.
You can talk about, hey, it looks good, right? Yeah. He's moving a little bit better, but I thought that was the biggest problem with Arch Manning is it the clean processing. And I don't know why we're giving Arch the benefit of the doubt because his last name is Manning. He's the son of the wide receiver. You know?
Yeah, no, the first half of the season was terrible. He did look much better the second half of the season, and he looked
I've
good
never heard
in the bowl
that
game.
Way.
It was terrible. He started the season awful, but like I thought that the hype going into it and him being a Heisman favorite was laughable and a joke. If you go back and you look at the high school that he played at in Louisiana, he was not playing against high-level competition. The dude needed to play. So this is a big year for him. I believe in him. I think he's super talented. I think what we saw the second half of the season against Texas A&M, against Michigan in the bowl game, to me, if he can translate that over, I think he's going to have a really good season. But last year, clearly he did not live up to the hype, and he was a failure.
This Peyton Manning kid that's class of 2030, maybe the hype would be warranted there. But I would tell you, remember Brad Johnson's kids was at LSU.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody,
oh, he,
Max,
A&M, LSU,
nobody gave him the benefit of the doubt. He was terrible.
North Carolina.
Joe Montana's kid was at Washington. Nobody was like, hey, that's Montana's kid. But I think his arch, he can throw it hard and he can run.
He's got the size. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of the prototype, really.
Yeah.
And he's a leader. I mean, the people at Texas love him.
Do they?
They
I mean
do.
That,
yeah.
And that will go a long way towards,
I
think, getting people to pull for you. But I see cheerleading for Arch. I don't see journalism based on what he's put on tape so far. Evaluate that.
Well, I think you really did see the growth, Lucius. You got a good chuckle out of Lucius in there.
Evaluate that.
Here's my take. Do something with it now. He progressed as the season went on, and I think you did see when you start talking about some of the toughness stuff, like that Florida game. he was just getting crushed at every turn. They were pressuring him.
They were
him.
Bad that day.
They were terrible.
The Mississippi State game, I think, was a good microcosm of a season. First half, they got they were getting crushed, and then the second half,
he came back against Kentucky.
He made some great throws, but absolutely, he struggled.
Texas game was great.
He took his lumps, but
Oklahoma game,
Oklahoma game was great. I do believe in Arch, though. I think he's going to be good this year.
Yeah, you see a willingness to push the ball down the field, and he did have to evade pressure a lot last year, and so you're seeing him throw it on the move and make those type of plays, sort of off script, off platform, and all that stuff with the size and the athleticism. And just the way that he did get so much better from, like, the narrative was he sucked thanks to really week one Ohio State.
Right.
And it was bad there for a little while. But, man, like, go back and watch that Michigan game at the end of the season. Totally different version of him than it was week one versus Ohio
State.
Confident,
stepping up in the pocket, using his legs, tough. I mean, he's got what you need. It's just he needed to play. And I think that this will be a big turning point for him.
Okay, we got things happening with the Giants. Defensive lineman Roy Robertson Harris tore his Achilles at Thursday's OTA workout. He's expected to miss the entire season. It's a blow to the Giants' D line.
It is a big blow. We're like, do we pretend like we're upset about this?
Ooh, bummer.
No. Oh, you hate to see people get hurt, Wolchuk.
I hope he's okay. I hope he lives and his family's happy. I'm not upset about the Giants losing a good player.
He was likely to start.
Yeah.
Was taking first-team reps at Thursday's practice before reaching for the back of his right leg early at the indoor workout.
Ah.
That indoor turf got him.
Yep.
They got problems with that turf up there in New York. New Eagles OC Sean Mannion on Jalen Hurts. Jalen's been awesome, he says. I really think he can do anything we ask of him. Talking about the tools, I think he can do anything, you know, but he still holds on to the ball too long. He leaves clean pockets too early. Didn't process the blitz well. Seems confused by zone, I think is what the Cowboys would tell you. So, I mean, the thing that stinks, though, about this is even though Dak is way better than Hurts doesn't have to be better. You know, his roster is still significantly better. And that's the unfortunate thing that I think I've realized over the last week or so, just doing a full review of both rosters. You got a lot of work to do if you're going to catch those Eagles. 911 audio obtained by TMZ Sports. Caller says the NASCAR superstar was struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
He was overheated and coughing up blood, laying on the bathroom floor of the business that he was at in North Carolina.
Yeah, my buddies in that area were telling me that he was in the simulator,
at the
Chevrolet simulator, and he was doing some work there, and then that's where the problems were happening. So he was the simulator's the way it's like driving, you know, like you're playing a video game.
Yeah,
he was doing some work, and then that's where he became distressed for sure.
People are speculating on social, maybe blood clot, sepsis, pneumonia. You know, all your internet sports doctors are doing their clips and saying what it could be, this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, when we get official word on that, we'll pass it along. But, yeah, it sounds like, you know, he was in bad shape there as he headed off to the hospital. That was Wednesday. And then yesterday his passing was announced about halfway through our show. We got the top 10 coming up on the other side after the G-Bag of the Day champion. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
Dude, dueling lists. We're going to do the top 10 best NFL cities, courtesy of USA Today, that I just found. And it's also National Road Trip Day. 10 best road trip destinations. What's your favorite? That's next in the nation.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. 254 says, Manning's from a family, not just a dad, Dawson. That's the difference. True legacy of success. Go study some damn genetics, 254. Figure it out. You know? Your mom and dad, you have... You have a pool of genes that could be bestowed upon you, okay? And sometimes as, like, my older brother, he got a big butt, big quads, right? And he's fast. Guess what? His kids are fast, you know? Mine, she's not that fast, you know? Okay. She's got a skinny butt because she descends from me. So once that... you know, shift happens and the genes drop down to the next generation, the pool's a lot less important. So Arch Manning from Cooper Manning, the wide receiver, that's why his motion looks so weird. He's not a natural thrower. That looks like a wide receiver playing quarterback, doesn't it, Arch Manning? That big old, that does.
The throwing motion?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's not an NFL throwing motion. We got to get this cleaned up.
I got to get the scout's eye on this one.
I think
man.
He's got his throwing motion's okay.
I mean, it's a howitzer.
He could tighten it up a little bit so it's not quite as long. But all I right. wouldn't yeah, say it's I a think, wide receiver throwing motion.
I think the way that you're right about tightening it up, it seems like it's really
there's a wind long. Up.
You're right, Dawson.
And then the. And then the release
What's
point.
New?
It's the release point where he's not always accurate with it.
I mean, he's not Byron Leftwiching this thing, you know, where it's like down to the hip. Yeah.
Respectfully.
No, no.
Yeah. Of course, of course.
All right. Well, there's going to be plenty of opportunities to explore this conversation. To me, it's fascinating because there's so many sons of players that are emerging, and I just don't know how you get the stamp of, it doesn't matter how bad you play because that's your last name. You know, we got to run, though. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
I hear the wide receiver Manning is actually the cooler Manning.
Cooper. He is.
Can anybody confirm?
He is.
He seems like a fun guy.
He is a very fun guy.
Yeah, he's the one. I think he posted something. It was like he had some Longhorns in his drop top car.
Yep.
Talking about I got an arch in the trunk. Pretty good stuff, man. So my son runs just like my wife.
Does he?
I hate it for him.
Yeah.
You know, because she runs like a gymnast. You know what I'm saying?
Short strider?
Yeah, just, you know, pop, 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 pop. Yeah. And I take long strides. Yeah. I'm Mike Johnson in the game, bro. Run straight up and down. Anyway, all right, this is going forward to today at 5:30. Stick around for that. I got some John Blaze, kind of. And we have a girl right here. She's walking on the street, and she sees a young man. I'm lying. He's old. He has a nice suit on, though, and she wants to compliment his suit, and it just goes crazy after that.
Excuse me. Where'd you get your suit?
Pardon?
Your suit, where'd you get it?
I'm cute where I get it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, you're cute.
Really?
Yes.
This is not a scam, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. I just thought you were cute.
I actually thought you were cute.
Oh, really?
No, thank you. I didn't even think you noticed me.
Yeah! Yes! Shoot your shot, dog! Oh,
0 to 100.
You're cute.
Yeah. He thought it was more likely that he was being scammed than actually being hit.
There's no way.
Gorgeous. I'm not being scammed. Well, in that case.
That ass is gorgeous.
What are you doing like right now, honey?
Yeah, you got to take it while it's hot, Phil. Let it change your mind.
That's beautiful.
Well, here's Woolchuck with your top 10.
All right, 877-881-1053. One, what do you think is the best football city? And two, your best road trip destination on National Road Trip Day. Big road trip and weekend for families out there if you're trying to go on vacation. And we got summer right around the corner. Congratulations to all the graduates out there. You know, Corey Majors has himself a fellow Plano Senior High Wildcat graduating. Kudos to all of you.
It's a hell of a football city, Plano.
Plano is.
No, Carthage.
Carthage. Plano, we were. Where we've since tumbled.
Ever since Woolchuck left, man.
Once proud and mighty, and Plano hasn't won a playoff game since 09 now. But we, you know, we'll still take that. Carthage, 100%. DeSoto, Duncanville, South Oak Cliff. South Lake Carroll.
So just...
Allen.
Just like high school football towns?
Aledo. Aledo, Carroll.
Midland.
Midland. Odessa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just...
Galena Park.
It's the best NFL cities, but Galena Park, 100%.
Who?
Katy. Galena Park, North Shore.
Yeah, I was just playing.
Who?
Sure you were.
Football cities. Is it like, what is this? What is this based off of?
Can it's you give according me some... to USA Today, the top 10 best NFL cities.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah.
So like cities that have an NFL team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You went to Pittsburgh and said it was pretty dang legit.
Pittsburgh was fantastic. And they are 4 on the list.
Green Bay.
USA Today.
Titletown.
Green Bay's 3.
Kansas City.
Kansas City comes in at 5. So you guys have nailed 3, 4, 5.
Seattle.
Seattle not in the top 10.
Chicago. Oh,
Chicago. Yeah. 10. Okay. Number 10. Attractive. Chicago.
Are they going to put Filthy in there?
Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cleveland, right?
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland is not in the top 10.
Wow.
I know. Surprised there because they are loyal. The Dog Pound, I mean, that is a loyal fan base despite their team being the factory of sadness.
What else you got?
Filthy is 1, which Filthy. I hate that so much. But Philadelphia, Pennsylvania came in at number 1. There's another pretty crazy rabid fan base that we're leaving out.
Buffalo?
Here. Buffalo's 2.
Oh yeah, Buffalo deserves
hard
it.
Hard place to get to.
Buffalo's 2. So the top 5 you guys got, Philly at 1, Buffalo at 2, Green Bay at 3, Pittsburgh at 4, Kansas City at 5. I don't know how. Somehow, some way, Miami. Is it 6?
History. It's generational. You know, it was a great fan base. Guys Brian's age, oh, man, you'd find Dolphins fans everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is if I had to say Dolphins at 6, I'd put Dolphins higher if they were playing at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
I just feel like that.
If they played at the old
Orange Bowl. That stadium's empty a lot.
That's a big life bummer is that I never got to go to the Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl was incredible to play a game in. Man. I mean, it was old. It was beat up. You showed up and you were like, it's not an NFL stadium. And then you got inside and you're like going, oh, okay. There's a lot of history at this
place. Do you like it better than the Cotton Bowl? Or is it like in any way similar? Just
it's the Cotton Bowl as a fan, so hard to get into. I mean, just out access of it. I felt like my freshman year we played a game. We played in the Orange Bowl itself, and like the Dolphins were playing. This is 1982, and so but it was so cool that just you knew the history of the place. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another one was the LA Coliseum.
Oh yeah,
that's another place that's got a lot of history to it. You show up and you're like, and you know with the Rams playing there at the time until they got built in SoFi. But,
heck, the Cowboys played that playoff game there in 2018. It was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, except for the fact that C.J. Anderson
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you another one.
And Todd Gurley.
I'll tell you another one that was pretty cool. Old stadium was Mile High, the original Mile High in Denver. Yeah. That was a really cool one. And then Jack Murphy in San Diego. That was Colquhoun and then all the,
Colquhoun.
They were hosting Super Bowls.
Yeah, that actually won.
Just one?
Just one.
Just after Tampa Bay.
They were hosting Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they got it once.
That looks like such a beautiful place.
It is actually, it's a beautiful, it was another one of these run down, crazy, bad kind of stadiums, but you knew there was so much history there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miami at 6 was a bit of a surprise. Detroit's at 7. Minneapolis at
Detroit.
8.
We've never been to Detroit, right? You guys never been to Detroit Stadium?
I have. No. Not to the stadium. I've just been to Detroit.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying the stadium, it looks like it's like in a warehouse district. So it's actually, it looks like a warehouse. It doesn't look like a stadium. And all of a sudden you walk in, you're like, wait a minute. Just walked into a warehouse. No, it's a stadium. It's really very well done.
I drove by the rubble of the old Pontiac Silverdome.
It's still there.
They didn't implode it properly.
Yeah. That,
like half of it's still up. It's kind of bizarre.
It's kind of rotting.
Yeah. It's disgusting. It's sad.
Seems dystopian.
It was kind of neat to see, but it was very sad.
Not that I'm a fan of the city at all, but I hated the Astrodome.
Astrodome
was awful.
Houston didn't make the top 10.
Yeah.
Dallas was at 9, and then Chicago at 10. I think we should definitely, you can flip us in Miami. I think the list would be okay. And actually, flip us in Filthy. We'll be good. Screw you, Eagles. All right, let's get to the road trip. And now are you still doing the every summer road trip, Gavin?
No, not every summer.
We
might do it this summer.
Okay.
The
flight prices are ridiculous.
Thank you. Okay.
Is it the fuel cost?
Yes.
Yeah.
And with 4 in the family now, it's $2,400. That's the cheapest we can find it to Oregon and back. I mean, we've got it for like $1,200 before, you know? So it's like essentially twice as much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, I don't know. I'm worried about just driving 2.5 hours with my kids now. At some point, I think the road trip was fun. I used to do it with my dad. We'd drive to Florida over the summer, that type of stuff. It's like a 19-hour drive when my grandparents were living there. But
I mean, okay, so I think that's important because a 19-hour drive is like 2 9.5-hour shifts, and that's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. The problem with the drive to Central Oregon, it's 2 13-hour shifts or 3 8s.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to take 3 days to drive somewhere, and I don't want to drive 13 hours a day in back-to-back days because from personal experience, halfway through that second day, if your body's not conditioned for it, you start to feel like you're drunk. Like dangerously fatigued.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I know that feeling where you're like, I have to pull over. I have to pull over and sleep somewhere.
Yeah.
I've been there.
And I mean,
30-minute driving?
Yeah. I don't think I could rest knowing she's driving. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course not.
I can't sleep like that.
No.
Absolutely not.
All right, so what makes a good road trip, though? Like, it just can't be the destination.
It's going to be stops along the way.
Stops along the way. Yes. Got to be a scenic route.
Music.
The views, the tunes, and maybe the conversations.
It's got to be scenic for sure.
Yes.
I mean, the vehicle aspect,
you gotta,
too.
It's gonna be pretty.
Like, we had the old giant van that you could, like, lay the back down as a bed.
Yep.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's got to be comfortable.
We've done this trip, us four. I wish Lucius would go with us on this one. We've done that thing down the Pacific Coast Highway, the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about those?
That's
how about
gorgeous.
That driving from Oxnard to L.A.?
Yeah.
But you could go the other way, too. You could go head north. And there's a lot of things. You could drive along the coast. That's really cool. You could do it in Florida, too, on the A1A.
Yes, that's beautiful. I've done that.
You could do that on the Florida side, the Atlantic side of things, and drive. And you could stop at all these old, like, you could stop in St. Augustine. It's one of the oldest towns in the country. Like, and so you stop, then there's a lot of places that you can go and see food places and things. That's what's important to me. I want to be able to stop and, like, check stuff out.
See, that's Woolchuck's about to do at 35, and there's good stops on the way, but it's not scenic at all.
No. But I am kind of excited about it.
You're going to hit traffic in Waco.
Yeah, and just Bucky's is always a highlight, but it'll be fun. Tennis Coastal New England, the drive there, you can prep yourself for oceanside towns, all the lobster you can handle. It does look very beautiful. You've got Scenic Byway 12. Bryce Canyon National Park and Capitol Reef National Park comes in at number 9. Southern Utah.
Oh, yeah, that's incredible.
Looks gorgeous. 8 is Richardson Highway. Best road trip for Alaskan grandeur.
Wow.
7. Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, this one does look pretty, a little bit scary. 7 is San Juan Skyway. The San Juan Skyway delivers some of the Rockies' biggest views in high definition. And includes the renowned Million Dollar Highway, which leapfrogs across central Colorado's mountainous core.
Sounds like real tall bridges, bro.
Real tall bridges.
Not going
to be your
drop-offs. Rocky edges.
Dawson is completely out on that.
6 is Florida Highway 1.
There you go.
There you go.
5 A1A.
Is Badlands Black Hills Loop. Best road
South
trip
Dakota.
Great Plains.
South of North Dakota. I've done this before.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually went scouting, you know, when you go to like
this
Fargo. You know, over that direction. So, yeah. Driving through Minnesota and North Dakota, South Dakota, those are some pretty states. You know, but you got to do it in the springtime. You can't be doing it
when the weather's bad in the winter.
You can't be doing it bad in the wintertime, rolling around.
Best road trip for Southern history, the Natchez Trace Parkway.
Natchez.
Middle Tennessee to Natchez, Mississippi.
Yep.
Yeah, and Mississippi is rough to drive through.
I'm going
to
need a guide.
The amount of bugs.
And maybe a gun.
Route 66 comes in at 3. Chicago to L.A.
Chicago to L.A., yeah.
2 is the Blue Ridge Parkway, North Carolina to Virginia.
To where?
Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Waynesboro, Virginia.
I'll tell you what, the
Smoky Mountains.
Going to those schools in North Carolina, like in Raleigh and Durham and all this, man.
Gorgeous.
Just great driving around, yeah. Beautiful.
But, hey, you crushed number 1, the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah. We've done it before, man. We've seen it.
San Diego to Seattle.
It's incredible.
We stopped and Dawson said, "Can you drive, man?" I said, "Yeah, man, I can drive."
Yeah, man.
Far out.
Get in the back seat. I'll get you there. Don't worry about it.
Win in California.
All right, man. It's where to go.
Okay, we got a football fix coming up at 3 o'clock. Of course, what you drinking and what you thinking. Sounds like Brian's working on a limited Dawson. Okay, we got a Friday staple coming up next, Eric.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on...
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Going all the way till 7 o'clock tonight, Rangers and Angels after an abbreviated Fan After Dark this evening. Trying to get back to 500, so we're fired up. Jared Sandler will join us in 2 hours from now to preview that series, tell you what you need to know about these Angels. Here's Chief with his Friday staple.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. Shout out to our guy Brennan Stromberg in the 972. He's from Denison, and he wants to get a nice little victory shout out to his 2-year-old daughter Brinson. It's her 2-year-old birthday.
His name is again?
His name is Brennan.
And the child's name?
Brinson.
All right.
You like that?
That's pretty creative. Yeah.
Try to keep the dad's name alive to some extent.
There you go.
In the life of your daughter, she's obviously a big time Tolo. And she loves when Broadus interrupts, and so we appreciate her for that. It's apparently that was her big wish. Hopefully, Broadus will interrupt as much as possible today, right as she blew out the candles. Mm. So, very exciting times for Brinson and Brennan in Denison. We have the 214 Big SL. Lost my job 5 months ago. Was about to be evicted and my car repoed. Now, can you imagine that feeling right there?
Mm.
Just swimming in an all-time stressful loss, except for the fact that he gets the big turnaround. One of his managers that he used to work with got a new job out of state, so the manager recommended this guy to the boss. He interviewed. He got the job. He saves his house. He saves his car.
Come on.
That is outstanding. Saves his blood pressure and everything. Congratulations, 214. That's fantastic.
The universe will provide for you. My guy Newbear, doing podcasts with him, right? I talk to him every day multiple times for over a year now, and sometimes with a high degree of frustration because he's an over-talker, okay? He has been interviewing and putting in applications for other jobs for 3 years because he hated his job. Gets laid off. 6 days later, new job pops up.
Wow.
Like, hey, We've been looking for somebody, and you fit the perfect description.
We're looking for a professional over-talker. Yeah. You meet all the requirements and exceed them in some areas.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The universe, if you just want it and really need it, will provide for you.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Well, congratulations to New Bear. 972, biggest dub, is my stepson just asked me to adopt him. Wow. Mm. That's cool, dude. You see those videos of somebody like a kid coming home or whatever to the dad, and they like show him the paper that they like changed their name to his last name or like made it official that you're actually legally my dad now. Everything gets emotional. The dad who stepped up, it's a beautiful thing. 214, Woody, taking the family to their land in Nakona, Texas. Barbecue.
Nakona boots.
Frying up some catfish.
Come on, Wood. Come on, bro.
There you go.
I love a good fish fry, dog. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude. Tee up the invitation to Lucius. He says the drive is not a great road trip drive scenically, but it's like an hour and a half. So, not bad. Hour and a half drive, Lucius. Get you some catfish.
Not bad.
Get you some barbecue.
Not bad. And bring some Louisiana hot sauce. Do you have some? Is there some water on this land? Can I bring my poles?
That's what matters. Yeah. Now, you won't be able to get any benzos or opiates from Woody this weekend because he's still going strong.
Cancel my plans, then.
That's why we were going, right?
Counting on that.
Thanks, but no thanks, Woody. I took a couple of L's this week. I may have broken my finger or just jammed it significantly playing basketball for the first time in a long time.
Is that the index finger? I see it's got some purple to it?
No, it's the middle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the middle finger.
Yeah, it does look bad.
Looks like you broke it.
Swelling's gone down today, but the other day was playing basketball with my brother, did lazy defense, just reached in, and my finger hit his knee, and I thought it was going to be sideways. Like, I was squeezing it and scared to look at it. It hurt so bad. But I think it's starting to recover nicely. It's not as fat as it was yesterday. And then also, my kids had to witness me going homicidal on a snake.
Yeah.
which brought us, you missed. But that did happen.
Did he get this on film?
Oh, yeah, you would have loved this.
I can show
Brian.
You the pictures, the alive version and the murdered version of the snake.
The kids witnessed it, Brian.
Yeah, the kids
witnessed it.
He had to run it over multiple times, too. He had to forward and reverse on the snake a few times right in front of the kids.
Thing wouldn't die.
Did you put it in a bag like I did?
Yeah, I bagged it.
Did you put it in a bag and then run over it?
Yeah, I bagged
it. Oh, no. It went from the backyard to the front yard and then to the driveway. It was hiding under my car, so it was easy pickings for me. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll just run this thing over. Then I scooped it up and... put the corpse.
Chase the girls around the yard with it for a second.
I actually did.
Coming to get you.
Yeah, it was. It scarred them a little bit, I think. But
have they still been talking?
They
about
bounced
it?
Back from the raccoons pretty strong, so I think they'll bounce back from the snake as well. But it was a stressful little bit. It was a big snake, Broadus. This was not your run of the mill,
eight incher.
It was apparently some level of a water snake.
Oh, wow.
And it was like three feet. No, I don't think it was venomous, according to Twitter.
Non-venomous water snake is what they were calling it.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's what they were calling it. But I don't know, dude. I'm not trusting that. If I see a 3-foot snake in my backyard, that thing's got to go. So it happened. Kids saw it, and we'll see how they recover from it. But I haven't seen any snakes since. Okay, so message has been sent. Big L to Floyd Mayweather. He was ordered to pay $1 million in back pay for a child that he created with a lovely lady from his gentleman's club in Vegas.
Boy, that gentleman club just gave him all types of headaches. Remember those girls were suing at one time? He had a mutiny on his hand.
That's right, yeah, because they weren't getting paid or something. Yeah, that thing's been a disaster.
Woo.
And then, so $1 million plus $33,000 a month, I guess, until she turns 18. So he's got quite a bit on his hands right now. It's a 4-year-old baby that he found out was his. So he owes $1 million in back pay. Plus $33K a month moving forward.
So we're fighting Pacquiao again? Maybe a couple more times?
Yeah. I'm sure this is the last one.
He will be fighting into his 60s for sure, dude. Let's see here. We have the 214 biggest dub. My son Elijah graduated pre-K yesterday. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Elijah.
949 biggest L. Mm. My car got broken into. $2,500 of tools were stolen.
Mm.
Golly. But he does.
I lost my Masters golf umbrella. That's the only thing I lost when my car got stolen.
I think it's worth a lot, though.
Masters golfer. I had to get another one the next year.
Yeah. 949, though, he did just welcome in the newest Tolo. Baby Sullivan is here.
Oh, and, welcome, Sully.
Shout out to Mom Olivia as well. She was apparently, allegedly, a champion throughout the entire process. Mm. Let's see. We have the 682. Big Dub might be getting a homecoming date. Who's doing homecomings this time of year?
You prepping for next year?
It might be coming home to society. I don't know. What's going on?
Military? Oh, okay. Military?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Well,
that could be. That
okay,
could be. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Thank you, Lucius.
Either way, congratulations to you, sir.
Mm. That's smart.
469, Big Dub, heading to Gonzales, Texas for the week. Daughter qualified for Texas Junior High State Rodeo.
Wow.
I've been watching a lot of rodeo here lately.
Dude.
She barrel racing?
Yeah, she's got to be.
She's got to be barrel racing.
Tough girl, dude. Nice dub for Jordan Spieth this morning/afternoon at the Byron. Fired a 62.
Oh, did he? Is that little round for the tournament? I think the guy shot 62 yesterday, the first round.
Yeah, and this Sung J.M. just fired a 61.
Yeah.
So he's got the lead at 13 under, but Spieth is on his heels at 12. Dang, congratulations. That'd be nice for Jordan. He needs something like that.
If you don't shoot 61 or 62, you're not going to win this thing.
you need one of those and then a bunch of 65s.
You have to. This thing is going to go way low. It does every year.
Wow, how about this guy? 682, biggest dub. My girlfriend surprised me last week for our anniversary with lower bowl tickets to September 12th, Ohio State at Texas.
Oh, that's best. Better than what Floyd Mayweather just got, huh?
No kidding, dude.
Congratulations.
Hey, you got yourself a winner of a girlfriend right there.
I'd make sure I'd get that ticket and hold on to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in case she tries to break up with you.
The summer can get away from you.
Grab the ticket.
Send that now.
And say, hey, babe, let me hold the tickets. And she'll say, sure. And then that way, if she like sends you to the curb, then you still got the tickets.
Yeah, that's a veteran move right there. Listen to Broadus. Yeah. That's wisdom.
Don't let her hold the tickets.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes,
we got one down and four to go here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. And coming up next, Bully, what are we doing here?
Let's do a little football fix. The Snyder Estate. Is this team Super Bowl bound? Let's predict the 2026 stat leaders next in the nation.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Oh.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.